Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum. I wanted to spend just a few minutes with you on something I thought was very, very important. Most of you know by now the anti-Islam, the protests, they happened in Arizona. Now they've coming together to have some more with the guns outside of places of worship, disrupting people's peace. We're not going to get into the double standard here. If this was done in front of churches or synagogues, Muslims going and protesting with guns, how this would be betrayed. But I was really flabbergasted to see how the Creator works. Look, because it is incumbent on all of us to love for humanity what we love for ourselves. Islam, ISLAM, says love all mankind, and we truly care. That's why we're supposed to share, but we haven't been sharing, okay? We failed there. Now, since we didn't go out and share, the Creator of the heavens and earth is bringing them to our doors. I was just amazed at this golden opportunity that, look, you didn't get it. We didn't get out there, so now Allah, the Creator, the Almighty, is bringing the people to us. So what are we going to do with it? What are we going to do? So I got some things that I think are good points that you can go ahead as in a community, A, come together and have a nice meeting to discuss this. And you can add to this also, but you got to open the doors now. I know mosques are always open to people, but have this day designated that you have an open house, that people can come in and see that the masjids aren't bomb-making factories. And it's not a place just smells like biryani and curry. No. They can really come in and they can have a tour of the mosque. They can be explained the simple message of Islam, the pure monotheism of Islam, the universal message of Islam, the brotherhood and sisterhood of Islam, the way of life that was lived by Jesus, Abraham, Noah, and all the prophets that God Almighty sent. He sent them with Islam, submission to the will of the Creator, not the creation. This is Islam. It resonates with the heart, the natural fitrah, the inclination that God Almighty put in all of us. But now that it's been distorted, people have gotten the wrong perception because the wrong message has been delivered to them, and or no message at all except what Fox News and all these other media outlets are feeding to them. So that's the first thing. Open the doors. Open house. Two, have the food ready. Get some pizza. Get some water. You got guests. In Islam, we're told to honor our guests. These are guests who are coming to visit you. So now, you better have a smile. Doesn't matter what hate rhetoric they spew at you, you say words of peace. That's it. You don't return this hateful rhetoric with hateful rhetoric. No, it's not going to work. So, have the food ready. Three, big, huge banners representing some of the teachings of Islam. Brochures set up at tables so people can go ahead and freely take it. They can pick up a Quran, read it. It's an open book. They can go and have brochures on Jesus, on the Quran, and the scientific miracles in the Quran, the evidence that we have that proves that Islam is indeed a way of life from the Creator. Have this all ready to go. And another thing that's an extremely important, have a good spokesperson on the front to be able to communicate to the people. Somebody, preferably, you have so many. Now's the time for the people, the reverse, the converse, to step up, dressed to impress. So Islam is not looked at as the other. You can be a Italian Muslim, an Irish Muslim. You can be a Muslim, American Muslim. A Muslim is like Jesus was. Jesus was one who submitted to the will of God. Well, that's what a Muslim is. So have them dressed to impress, speaking the clear, simple English, and communicate this message of peace. Peace acquired by what? Submission to the will of God. Talk about the similarities. The Creator, worshiping Him alone, not His creation. You know, Mary, the deep love that we have for Jesus' mother. And we call upon the Creator, the one that she called upon. Because she, when she had Jesus in her womb, she wasn't calling upon Him. She was calling upon the one who put Jesus in her womb. That's the same God that we call upon. Then Jesus came out of the womb, and He called upon who? The Creator. That's the one that we worship. The one who sent Islam as a mercy to humanity. And the last and final message of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. All of these things are so simple and so clear, and they resonate. It's something that it's their right to know. And at the end, doesn't matter what happens, they accept or reject. Your duty is just to share and be the best host. Give these people some love. It's your chance now. Allah is sending them to you. He's sending them at your front door. I'm so amazed by this. This is just amazing. What an opportunity. I'm excited. I wish I can be with everyone at every one of these masjids when the people were there, but I can't. But I can share with you, like I've done, some of the things that you can be doing. You can add some things that you think will be effective, but do your part now. Do something. Don't just run on a bus. Do the right thing. Give these people some love. Give them some love. And tune in every week to the Dean Show. Send them to the Dean Show. Don't forget, we also have a 1-800 number, 1-800-662-ISLAM. Have them tune in, thedeanshow.com. And we'll see you every week, new show. Until then, peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.